It's time for Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owensville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owensville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owensville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.
Good evening and welcome to Round County High School Gymnasium. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits. This is the 61st District Boys Tournament. Bath County taking on Fleming County in this opener. And Todd, this is a rematch of last year's championship game. It's a rematch that we've seen twice this year. Fleming County has controlled this series for the most part over the last few years, but Bath County did pick up a win last year. And back and forth. But it's been Fleming County's district. You know, they won it last year. They've been successful in it this year. Even though Round County does have a win over Fleming, it's been all Coach Buddy Biggs and his roster and this Fleming County team that's played together for what seems like forever.
You know, it's Fleming County is one of those teams that ebbs and flows with talent. Mm-hmm. And it seems like they've always have a group of talent that comes in. And, you know, this is no surprise here. You go back and you look at the Stewart and Burns kids. Those kids play together, you know, for about 5 years coming up as eighth graders, and much like what you're seeing here with Hickerson and Hargett and these guys, you throw in a nice guard and Jolly, you've got a do-it-all and Fry, and you know, one of the kids asked me one day, he says, why is it that Fry hurts us so bad when we play against Fleming County? I said, because he gets in there and does the dirty work, the job that usually nobody wants to do. He runs the baseline, and nobody really wants to pay attention to that guy. And I said, he gets a garbage rebound, he gets putbacks, and I said, and he has made a living on hitting that 8 to 10 foot baseline jumper that is extremely hard. And, you know, you just kind of lose him because he's not one of the big guys that's going to stand outside and shoot the shots. And, you know, he has always been the difference maker for this Fleming County team.
Well, and 2 years ago, when this Fleming County team really burst onto the scene, and what caught my attention as a casual fan was the scoring output. You know, they score 89 points in a ball game. They score 100 points in a ball game. You know, that's not normal for your run-of-the-mill average 2A team to do offensively without a lot of talent. So you start looking at Hargett. He emerged as a scorer 2 years ago. Hickerson came onto the scene last year. I mean, he has really arrived this season. But, you know, and then Jolly, who was a drive first and really drive only point guard, has started hitting his free throws, and he's developed a mid-range jumper, and he doesn't have to be an outside shooter, and he'll make the occasional three, but when he started getting that 17-foot jumper, that 15-foot fouling shot, when he starts making that with regularity, they're almost unstoppable. And you talked about frying the post. One of the reasons he's open is because we just can't guard him all, and you know, you've got a guard that's going to penetrate on you, Jolly. You've got two wings that are dead-eye shooters, and they're also good off the bounce. They're willing passers. They know their offense in and out. Coach Buddy Biggs has been on the big stage, no pun intended, and, you know, he knows what to do here. So he's got a team that has all these weapons. But the difference between this year's team and last year's team is the bench. It's the guys they bring in. Austin James is a senior, had averaged 1 point a game. He drops those 8 threes in Owingsville, and they win the ball game basically because of Austin James, a role player. The Kane Roberts kid comes into the game. He's lanky. He's a shooter. He's a really good ball handler. He plays probably 5-4 positions for them. He gives them that versatility. He's athletic. Okay, Preston Cropper, he's a small guard. But listen, he's an athlete. He knows the game really well. His dad's an assistant coach here. He's an extension of the coaching staff on the floor. when you add that, that is what they did not have last year. Last year they had a good starting five. This year they've got a good starting five, and they've got four guys that come in as a reserve role, and it really makes their roster complete.
Absolutely. And, you know, Bath County, when you look at just the talent that they put out on the court, it's really surprising that they haven't won more ball games. But it's, you know, it's one of those, it's also kind of frustrating and scratching your head because you're sitting there, you're like, we've got all this talent, but it's like they all don't show up at the same time. We all don't have our A games on the same night. You'll have one have it, and then you have three of them have an off night. Or you'll have two have it, and, you know, nobody else seems like they can be on. Well, if Bath County could put it all together at the same time,
yes,
both sides of the ball, they're a dangerous team.
Where can we start to break down this season for this Bath County Wildcat basketball team? It's been a roller coaster. The roller coaster got broken. The roller coaster got fixed. It's back up and running. We had eligibility issues from the beginning, and that's been the elephant in the room all season. And we can talk about it. You know, this is not the roster that Bath County thought they were going to have. This is not the roster that practiced all summer.
No.
And I had a baseball team that was running in a gymnasium with them. I had a junior pro basketball team that practiced in November in the same team with this Bath County roster that could have been. And the players that were running with the starting five, a couple of those aren't even on the team right now. And it's made Coach Perry have to make adjustments. And that's the name of the game of coaching, especially at the high school level. You've got to make adjustments, and sometimes you have to make them on the fly. So we had to do that. Rennie got eligible late in the process. He's not available tonight, you know, due to being disqualified the other night at a ball game. Nothing major, but it was a violation. He's not going to be there tonight because of the payment of foul. So we're without a starter going into this ball game. So Bath County's got to have players to step up. We have done this. This team has played really well without Rennie. This team has played well against this Fleming County team. You go back and look on January the 31st, it was a 90-76 Bath County loss in Owingsville that the Wildcats were in this game until about 4 minutes to go in, and it was a close ball game back and forth. Fleming County made 19 of 39 threes in that ball game. Bath County made 15 of 31 threes in that ball game. Both numbers are just unheard of NBA All-Star Game 2024 stuff. But that just goes to show you that this Bath County team can put up points. What did we do different in that game that we did not do in the 71-48 loss back on December the 12th? We executed it, didn't turn it over. Hit shots, didn't turn it over. So I think when we get into our opening arguments later on in our broadcast, we will have that conversation as well. So we're going to head back to the studio, hear a couple words from some sponsors. You're listening to the 61st District Basketball Tournament right here on WKCA.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's health care. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
This is Robert Pruitt.
And I'm Megan Morton with the Owingsville Banking Company. We want to wish the Wildcats, Ladycats, band, and cheerleaders good luck for the 2023-2024 Bath County basketball season.
Come visit us for your financial needs at the historic Owings House on Main Street in Owingsville, to our branches at the Miller Shopping Plaza and Bethel Branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The days are getting a little longer, the temps a little warmer, and the grass a little greener. That means spring, and that means it's time to stop in Southern States Owingsville Service. Farmers, you can save $1.25 a bag or $50 a ton during the mineral sale. Gardeners, Southern States is your place for seed, plants, and fertilizer. Just about anything you need this spring, you'll find at Southern States Owingsville Service, located on Brooks Alley. Southern States, a farmer-owned cooperative since 1923.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Welcome back as our broadcast continues here on WKCA. You're home of the Wildcats and Lady Cats. Lady Cats with a tough loss last night, Todd, to Round County here on this floor. But that should not take away from an excellent season from this Bath County Lady Cat Club.
Okay. Going to come through a banner.
Okay.
I was just trying to look. My daughter might have let me in on that secret.
Gotcha.
But she said and asked me if I'd run through it. I said, what'd you say? And she said, yeah.
The Round County will play Fleming County on the girls' side. The boys' games will be this evening. And, you know, this Fleming County team, you know, we talk about them and how good they are. They average 69 points a ball game, but they have the ability to score 90. You know, they're that team.
Yeah.
It depends on the style they play. They're 22-8. They're 5-1 in the district. They're 12-1 in the region. Fleming County has won 7 of 8. They've won 9 of 11. Hickerson leads them in scoring with 19 a ball game. Hargett scores 18. They are two of the premier wings in the 16th region. They are, according to many, the favorite to win this regional tournament that they aren't even in yet.
You go to Twitter, and they broke down each district. Bath County has a 1% chance of winning the district,
according to Twitter.
According to Twitter.
Or X.
X, yes, I'm sorry. Excuse me. But a 1% chance of winning this ball game.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Exactly. And, you know, is it going to take a perfect game? It's going to be pretty close.
There is a 10-day period this year, a 10-day stretch, where Fleming County knocked off Round on the road, Boyd, and Ashland. Who else in this 16th region is any better than those teams? You know, that's the cream of the crop. And, you know, many people feel like Fleming has a team that can win. Now, you get on the big ball floor, you know, the success that Boyd and Ashland have had at MSU is just remarkable. But that just goes to show you what you're up against here. And you and I knew it when we lost that game to Menifee County. And then we lost another game to Menifee County. And you knew you were going to be in that basement. When you're in the basement of the 61st District this year, on this boys' side of the bracket, you were looking at Fleming County right in the eye. And I'm not saying that Bath County would have had a better chance against Round County in this game, because it is on Round County's home floor. But I go back to last year's Round County game. It's a 46-45 basketball game. The Bath County wins and knocks Round County out. Fleming County's not going to score 46 tonight. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. That's the difference between the team stylistically. But then Bath County does have the game late in the regular season against Fleming, in which we play our hearts out and we make 15 three-point baskets, and we show that we can hang with them. So that gives us hope, and it gives Coach Perry hope that Bath County can pull off an upset here tonight. But it's just an interesting breakdown of what could have been. You know, there was a week there that Fleming County was beating everybody, and Bath County was losing these very important games that put us in this basement and has put us in this position to play Fleming.
As far as your keys to the game tonight, Patrick?
Yeah, there's a couple, and the big one's pace. You know, what pace are we going to play? Can we even control it? Now, if Bath County can, I think the pace is slow. I think it's slow it down. I think we saw we won a district game. We stole one from Round County last year just because of the style and the pace of the ball game. Now, if it turns into a back-and-forth frantic pace, Fleming County can blow you out of the gym. You've got to hit 15 threes like Bath County did the other night if you're going to hang with them when they score 90. We lost by 14 points after making 15 threes. That tells me right there that pace is not going to beat this Fleming County team. You can make the box score look pretty. It can look good in the Herald Leader tomorrow. Bath County probably needs to go to some type of box or chaser zone against the two wings. Keep Jolly out of the paint. Those are important factors. And then we still got a rebound. Both teams are undersized. Nobody has that 6'11 guy now that Mo Rennie's not out there. And he's not really a post player anyway. So you don't have the post players outside of Fry. So I just think pace is important. We can't turn basketball over. You got to hang on to it. And those are keys to win the ball game, in my opinion. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking you've got to, you know, keep your shooters honest. You got to make them hit their shots, but don't give them just wide open easy shots.
Yeah.
You've got to get a hand up in their face.
I mean, they were like car lengths between Austin James and the defenders because everybody else was drawing that defensive attention.
Well, and the kid came in averaging 3 points a ball game or 3.1 or whatever it was, and he drops 24.
Yep. And that was an anomaly, but you still can't let those things happen. So I think that's important as well. And another part of this, if Coach Perry is doing what I think he did, and I haven't talked to my boys about any of this, we haven't discussed basketball this week because I want them to be totally focused. I don't want to be in on that. But play that underdog card.
Absolutely.
And let's have everything on our bulletin board. And when it comes time for this ball game to be played, guys, it's us against a lot of folks. That 1% thing would be on my bulletin board in my locker room from our coaching
staff. Oh, yeah, that's why I mentioned it.
We would talk about it all night, and we'd talk about it all week. And I would go over that film, and that would be the one thing that I would finish it with every time we finished. Guys, we got a 1% chance to win this ball game, according to these local alleged know-it-alls. And that's the card you got to play to get that underdog card built up for a possible upset. This Balcony team, on the flip side, Sorrell averages 14, leads us in scoring. Brashear averages 13, Smith 8. McCarty and Brayden Rooster score 6. Bath County scores 57 points a game. Bath County's 8-20. So you're looking at basically invert records of one another. 22-8, 8-20. Bath County has 1, 2, or 3. Played pretty good against Nicholas. Played really good against Lewis to finish up the season. And had a win against Robertson County in that last week.
But I'll tell you what hurt them against Nicholas. You're pressing on the inside. He's just a big old boy.
Yep.
He is Allen Bowling in about 2 more inches.
Right.
And physical, and we really didn't have any answer for him in there because he had his way. Bath County matches up physically with this Fulton County team.
That's true. And, you know, as far as Bath County, who needs to have a big game? Everybody needs to have a big game to win this one. We need one of those vintage Montana Brashear performances where he can score 20. Taylor and Sorrell's got to hit threes. We need contributions offensively from Smith and McCarty from the wing. They've got to hit jump shots because Fleming County does give you jumpers. They overplay. They split gaps. They're super aggressive defensively. You can go backdoor on them. There's a lot of things you can do to score against this Fleming County defense, but you cannot let Fleming get out on you by 10 because they can run it up to 20 in a heartbeat and a snap. As we're underway, Bath County wearing the Traveling Reds. The number one seed is Fleming County and their home whites. Pretty good officiating crew. This one is underway from Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium. We'd like to thank you for joining us on WKCA and WKCARadio.com. And there's a quick turnover by Fleming. Jolly cut back door, and Fry did not see what was going on. He threw it away. He missed the cutter.
Fleming County looks like they're going to pick up full court, a 1-3-1.
They're going to try to trap you out of this. Bath County went to corners last time and just got trapped and just annihilated in the corners. So Bath County stays in the middle of the floor. They break the pressure, just kind of methodically, not trying to push it, just get it across the timeline in time. Saul shoots a 3, top of the key. It's short. It's a pretty good look there. Rebound play by Hickerson. Averages 19 points a game. He will have the ball in his hands a lot. They go to Roberts in the corner, baseline to Fry. This is their offense. He gets a lot of touches down there. Inside Jolly, shot's taken. Got a foul on Bowling. As Allen blocked the shot, they're saying there was contact, and there'll be 2 free throws for the guard.
Bowling's first, team first.
And this sends an improved free throw shooter in Jolly to the free throw line. You know, for years he hovered around 50%. His free throw is good. But he's continued to improve his game. Like I said, he's made more threes this year and getting to the free throw line and making more of them. Made 98 free throws on the year, making 100. He makes 2 there. Shoots about 60%. And there's a near steal by Jolly as he jumps in the passing lane. McCarty tried a cross-court pass to Roussis, and that was not going to work.
A little lazy lob.
Well, and it was choreographed. What did Coach Dave Moore say last night? Fake a pass to make a pass?
Absolutely.
I took notes.
He said a lot of things. I wasn't listening.
I'm just kidding. You don't get paid listening. As there's a ball that's deflected out of bounds, Bath County's going to keep the possession. Near steal by Fry, who stepped in a passing lane.
Bath County Lady Cats last night, one of the keys that I had was the 50-50 balls. You just saw Fry dive after one there. and tried to get a possession back. And, you know, Bath County, the girls last night really struggled with that. Rashear takes a shot, running one-hander, and he's bumped in the act, and he'll go to the free throw line. And that foul's on Roberts, I believe. I think 50-50 balls could be important here as well. If Bath County comes out, and they've had games where they just kind of watch. They gave that foul to Fry, actually. They can ill afford to do that. So making that first free throw is Rashear. He will get a second. But a good drive there by Montana. Number two is no good. Rimmed out on it. 2-1. Fleming County with the lead. There's a lob down low to an open Fry. Lays it up and in. Fleming County just tardy getting back on the defensive end. Scores 4-1. Bruce just gives it up to McCarty. Eli crosses the timeline with it. Between the legs dribble. Passes left wing to Rashear. Back out to McCarty. Now top of the key to Sorrow. Montana Rashear shots up inside the free throw line. No good. Ball hits the deck. Nobody crashed. Defensive rebound back the other way is Hickerson. Picks up his dribble. Gets it to Jolly in the paint. Down low. Fry. Jumper 15. Bouncing. No good. Roberts gets the offensive glass. Kicks it back up to Hickerson behind the back. Sweet pass. Jumper. Roberts 3. Got it. 7-1. Fleming County leads Bath. 30-second timeout, but we'll keep here. Todd, they're having a lot of fun. Execution. Put a check mark in that box right there for Fleming County.
It's almost like they knew where everybody was going to be on the court at the same time. Hickerson knew that Roberts was going to be standing in the corner there. Mm-hmm. That's part of their offense. Yeah, he made a fancy pass to get it to him, kind of caught Bath County off guard. But once again, we were caught standing around looking. We were watching the ball. We were in awe of what was going on in front of us.
Yeah, you know, the first thing you've got to do, and this is all, we're old guys sitting here talking, but you got to get back, stop their transition buckets, their layups, which we did not do there with Fry. Then once you do stop them in the half court, you can't let them have those wide open looks, which is what happened there with Roberts. So, you know, they're going to bludgeon you one way or the other. If you're not completely aware on the defensive end of the floor, and Matt Kennedy was just caught off guard there and gave up another three. And here's a steal. Process in the passing lane. Picking it off is Roberts. Back the other way is Jolly. Lays it up and in. He went between two Bath County defenders. That makes the score 9-1. McCarty catches in the corner. Tries a pass out top. And it goes out of bounds. It's Fleming County basketball. It's touched last by Rashear. It was going to be an over and back. He finally just kicked it out of bounds. It was a turnover regardless. So good defensive pressure by Fleming. Forces another Bath County turnover. Jolly has it in an odd position. He's all the way in his corner. Gives out to Hickerson. Hargett with his first touch of the ball game. Gives to Jolly. Three-point shot deep on the wing. No good. He had 28 in their final regular season game. Taylen Sorrell takes it up the floor. Makes a shot inside the free throw line from about 10 feet. That makes it 9-3. That's Bath County's first field goal. Hickerson right wing. Fry in the corner. Kicks it out. Top of the key. Now left side Jolly. He received that pass from Roberts. Jolly has the free throw line. Kicks the corner. Three. Roberts on its way. No good. Rebound Fry. He got position on Braden Reaches. Uses his body. Turnaround hook shot is no good. Ball hits the deck. Pulled out by Fleming County. Jolly goes back up with it. Actually finds a teammate. Hickerson shot in the paint. No good. Finally pulled out there by Sorrell. Four chances for Fleming. Thankfully, they come up empty of your back end thing.
You see why Fry is going to play football at the next level.
Yes. As Montana Bashir scores in the paint, and that cuts his lead to 4. 9-5. It's a 30-second timeout. We're going to take a spot as well. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Bath County Basketball.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Welcome back to Round County High School Gymnasium. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits. This is the opening round of the boys' tournament. 61st District has a three-point shot that's missed by Fleming's Hargett. Offensive rebound by Fry.
And Jolly has it taken away. Back kind of to the steal. It's Sorrell. He's got it in some transition. Kicks it over to McCarty. Back to Sorrell. Top of the key to Roosters. Bounce pass to Brashear. Linden County just so quick.
Braden wants to shoot that three.
They're giving nobody the open looks. He liked a shot, but he wasn't open. McCarty, three out top, is good.
Uh-oh.
It's 9-8. Good shot there from Eve. Corner, basketball. Linden County down low to Jolly. His shot's taken and good. Ball fake got McCarty to fly past him. Good job of transition there by Linden County to score.
That's kind of like Coach Moore, you know. Fake it to make it.
Yep. That makes it 11-8. 4 minutes to go here in this first period. Linden County clean to a three-point lead. Brashear catches at the elbow, takes it inside. Wild shots on the play, no good. That is not the look you're looking for. Rebound to play by Fleming County. Back the other way is Jolly. Transition ball. Kicks it over on the wing. Hickerson, three from deep. Bouncing, no good. Pulled out there by Alan Bowley, and that's why he's in there. Good outlet pass to Taylen Sorrell. Transition. Shots taken from the team. Block. Takes it back. He is hammered.
They did not call had a little something to say after that.
I thought he got hit. Of course, we got such a good view up here. It did look like he got hit in the hand.
Absolutely.
But nonetheless, Kenny plays on through it. Does get the possession. It's inbound to Bowling. Allen kicks it out to Brashear. Shots from 15 over top of Fry is no good. All Fleming County under the basket rebound. Fry to Hargett. Now to Jolly. Transition. Puts down a few dribbles. Gets in the paint. Stops. Shakes bake. Shots up and good.
Got shooter's roll.
So good at contorting his body. He's a lefty naturally. But he went back to his right there and made a shot on the right side of the floor. 13-8. Pass down to Bowling. Beautiful from Roosters. Oh, my. 13-10. 3:03 to go here in the first.
He said, Hickerson, hold my water bottle. I can do it, too.
Hopefully, let's just catch up. And there's a foul on Sorrell reaching in. A good hard defense there with Sorrell. Chippy out there, and that Bethany's got to play with an edge. You've got to play with an edge here. Because once you give that edge up, it's Fleming County's ball game. So 13-10 to score. Bethany hanging tough here. But Sorrell picks up another one.
I knew they were going in.
Yep.
They were all watching Sorrell because him and Hickerson were,
yep.
I wouldn't say really jawing at each other, but they were having a conversation.
And that's his second personal, so you know you almost have to leave him in here, but at the same time, he's your general, but he's got two fouls, there's 2:47 to go here in this quarter. Over in the corner, 3-point shot up by Cropper, and it's good, and that's what he's known for. He's a shorter player, he's a younger player. He's athletic, he makes jump shots. Sorrell gets it up to McCarty. Now back to Taylor and over to Montana. Brashear takes his guy off the bounce. Shots up from 17. Good. Not high percentage, but he's so crafty with the basketball.
He scores, too. Yeah.
Then he was balanced. As long as he's balanced, I'm fine with him shooting. Here's a pass over to Hargett. His three is up and no good. Rebound to Roosters. Nice shot by Braden. He finally got a good block out in there on Fry.
And that's hard to do.
It is. Braden's a pitcher, Fry's a linebacker. Here's a three over on the left side by McCarty. No good. He had a good look. Rebound on the play. Jolly, transition. Passes up the floor to Hickerson. His three's on its way. In and out, no good. Ball hits the deck. Rebounded by Bowling. He kicks it out to McCarty. Now to Brashear. Got a two on two. Do we take this? Yes. He gets into paint. Lays it up. No good. Rebound on the play by Hargett. Reach in foul there by Bowling. That'll be two on Allen. Todd, that's kind of getting looks. You got to like that.
Yeah, and I thought we were fouled once again down here on that last shot.
So Jay Smith comes into the ball game here for back. Hey, Jace has battled a high ankle sprain. Missed several ball games, and then there was a period there where there were no games, and it kind of allowed him to get a little bit healthier coming into the postseason. So he's out there at a forward spot. You've got Sorrell, McCarty, Bruce Smith, and Brashear following the fourth for the Cats. 1:23 to go here in the first. 16-12. So I just joined your broadcast. It's Fleming leading. Jolly's three gets a roll. He's got a few rolls. Is that jump shot from the top? He makes it 19-12.
Maybe a little unorthodox on his release.
Bruce breaks some pressure, gets it up the floor. Follow-away shot is up and good.
Braden has come on in these last couple weeks. Really good performance. He's had a good senior year.
His shot definitely draws rain. The other night when he was shooting threes, it was about scraping the ceiling.
They're not going to block it. 19-14. Can you get a stop here and maybe a basket before the end of this quarter? It'd be great. Roberts has it on the wing. Let's see what Fleming County does. Cropper, top of the key. Setting up the offense here for Fleming County. Panthers content on getting a good one. Jolly picked up by Sorrell. Sorrell playing with those two. There's a three by Jolly. No good. Nearly got another roll. Rebound the play by Braden Roosis. McCarty over to Brashear. Has it back tapped. Steal by Fleming County at the Round County logo. And we got a Jay Smith foul.
That's a pretty good foul.
It's not a shooting foul.
Well, what was good about it is they called it before Jace got to him.
Are they going to give Jolly free throws? Because he was trying to pass to a teammate. He tried to scoop pass to a teammate.
That's Buddy Biggs getting that one.
No, that's the 15 foul. So that's why we got the two. It was non-shooting foul. First one's good. Jolly gets second. Because it was clearly a scoop pass to a teammate. But if we are in a double bonus, I get it. He will get a second. But yes, Coach Biggs was asking for a foul. Second was up, second was good.
Right. That's what good coaches do.
Right.
One of the reasons why I didn't like Coach K at Duke. I read an interview one time with an official that was anonymous in Sports Illustrated. And
go ahead.
He said, we actually give him calls just so he won't keep pounding the whole game.
There you go. He earned it. 8 seconds. Back and he's got it. McCarty heads out top, needs some help. Over to Brashear, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. He's triple teamed, ball goes out of bounds. It's a turnover to Fleming County, but the quarter ends. So Bethany does not get a shot. It's 21-14. Fleming County by a touchdown. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Bethany Basketball here on WKCA.
Tired of being treated just like another number by your bank? It's time to switch to People's Bank of Kentucky. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take the time to get to know you and your unique financial needs, providing personalized solutions to help you achieve your goals. With convenient locations and a full range of banking services, make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Lauren Rout Otis.
And I'm Lindsay Rout Farrell.
The Stork is delivering at Family Discount Drugs.
No, it's not another baby. It's our new delivery option that will allow delivery outside city limits every Monday.
Your care has always been our priority, and we are super excited to offer this convenience to our sweet patients.
Not currently a patient? No worries. Call 674-6979 and transfer to the trusted pharmacy that wants to make sure you feel as good as you look.
Family Discount Drugs, Slade Avenue, Owingsville.
Taking the time to listen and care.
They're off the thunder. Shooting percentages in that first quarter. Fleming 7, 18, 38% from the floor, 3-11 behind the arc, 4-4 from the charity strike. Bath County 42% on 6-14, 1-3 behind the arc, 1-2 from the charity strike. Leading scorers for Bath County is Bowling with 5.
So Jolly with 13 points, Bath County with 14 in that first quarter, and that tells you about all you need to know. 21-14, Wildcats with the basketball, moving left to right. Roosis gets it down low. Beautiful ball fake. Hook shot is no good. Rebound Braden. He and Jace were going after it, and they lost the handle. Harger comes out with the basketball for Fleming. They get it down low to Fry. Now to Cropper. Plays that guard spot. He's going to pull back out top of the key and set things up. Hands to Christian.
You've got McCarty guarding Hickerson. You've got Hargett being guarded by Brashear. And then the other three Bath County players are just playing a triangle.
Because there's a foul by Kane Roberts out top. It's his first. So 21-14. Bath County still trailing by 7. You just can't have those periods where you're not scoring with the basketball. You've got to be able to consistently have offensive production. There's a pass down low to Roos. His shot's up and good. Beautiful pass from Brashear, who got a nice pass from Smith. Good ball movement there for the Cavs. 21-16, ball's into Fry. He's picked up by Smith and Roos. Now they both back off of him. Now they get back. Pretty good job defensively on the when the smoke cleared. The Prime misses the shot, but gets his own rebound. They move it over to Cropper. Corner Roberts, back to Cropper. Bethany doing a good job in the zone of finding their men and recovering. That's what the zone's all about. You're constantly in recovery mode. You get your hands up and get on the shooter. Still, another revolution through the offense. Bath County moving extremely well defensively, finding the spots in the zone. Here's a pass over to the defense, or to the corner. Defense collapses. They get the Cropper down low. Miss an easy layup. Rebound to play by Roussis. 21-16, 6:21 to go. Sorrell out top. Now to McCarty. Fake the three. Now back to Sorrell. Taylen goes to Smith in the corner.
Target close that on Smith quick, knowing the corner is his money spot.
Yep, back to Jace, now down low to Roussis. Kicks it back out to Taylen. Top of the key three is up and good. 21-19, Cats on a little bit of a run here. They were down seven, now we're down by two, 21-19. Pass inside, stole it away. Roussis got his hand on it, Brashear came away with it, coast to coast, lays it up and in. We're tied at 21, 5:48 to go here in the second quarter.
Warren County faithful, very quiet on the other side.
Pass to Cropper over on the wing. Top of the key to Hickerson. Fakes a 30-footer. Eli didn't bite on it. Back to Cropper. Down to Fry. Dribbles down low. Shots up and one. Give Jay Smith the foul. I see what Bath County's doing, Tyler. They're trying to bait Fry into taking the bad shot on the baseline because sometimes he does get below the backboard on this offense, which is a very odd spot, but they run a lot of plays from there. But he uses his body and his dribble to contort and get a good look and a good angle at the basket. So I get it. And Bath County realized it, so we scouted him well. Free throw's no good.
Free throw shooting is not his strong suit.
Rebound played by Roussis back the other way. It's Taylen Sorrell, and he's bumped. There's not a lot of fouls being called in this game in general. So usually when you get hit hard, you can't expect the contact.
They called that one on Fry, didn't they?
They did. It's his second.
Yeah.
And there is a Montana Brashear catch on a beautiful pass from Roussis. Makes it 23-23. Ball catch back on defense. Corner three. Cropper wide open. No good. Ball hits the deck. Rebound. Eli McCarty puts down a few dribbles. Fremont County rushes back defensively to play a half-court man. McCarty shoots a three from 27 feet.
Got it.
Wow. He's feeling it. He shot that one from Timmy Butcherland. That was like 7 feet beyond the arc. That was a heat check, and he's still hot. 26-23. What a run here for the Cats. They leave Cropper up again, top of the key for the answer. No good. Rebound hits the deck, pulled out there by Jolly.
And he stepped out of bounds.
Now, his whole foot was out of bounds when he caught it.
I didn't know they were going to call it or not because Jolly done recovered.
So Bath County will trigger. 4:41 to go here in the second quarter. Montana Brashear looking to get it in. And does so to Sorrell. Now to McCarty. Back to Sorrell. Gives it to Hickerson underneath the basket. He lays it in. That's a costly turnover. Bath County still leading by one, 26-25. Jay Smith across the timeline. Gets it to Brashear. Big dunk for Montana. Oh, my goodness. Windmill dunk, are you kidding me? 28-25, long three on its way from Hickerson, and that will calm the crowd down. 28-28. And we've got a call on the floor. I'm not exactly sure what it is.
Calling a technical foul on Jay Smith.
So pretty eventful thing going on here.
That's three for Smith.
So they're talking to the officials, but there's going to be no negotiating. So Smith gets a technical, and I think it was just conversation going back and forth with the Clemson County players. Free throw is no good here by Hickerson. He will get a second. But after the Brashear dunk, a lot of emotion. Then back then he had a turnover, and then just a lot of back and forth there. So Hickerson will get a save. Tied at 28, 4:14 to go. But definitely a highlight reel dunk there from Brashear. Second one's up, and that's way short. 80% free throw shooter misses two. 4:14 to go here in this second quarter. Fleming County does get the big possession as Chase Robinson replaces Jay Smith in the lineup. So 4:14 to go. First half to play. the motions everywhere. There's a three for Brown on the wing. That's good. Nobody got out on him. 31-28. Full court press being applied. Robinson has it. Across the midcourt stripe, needs some help. Gets it across safely to McCarty. Down low to Roussis. Takes the dribble all the way to the post. And we got a blocking foul down there on Roberts.
It might be on Fry. I think that was 10.
It is.
Yep.
That's a big
That's
one.
That's three.
So three on him. Three on Smith for Bath County. Non-shooting foul. We're at 3 and 2, respectively. McCarty corner three up for the answer. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be back in the ball. Oh! And the officials are going to get it right.
It went off of Hickerson.
One official didn't see it. The other one did. I mean, it clearly hit a belly and went out of bounds. This official over here. Let's get it right. Yeah, there you go.
See, he had the inside position.
Yeah.
And it went off of his chest.
Coach Biggs and the clinic staff knew they got the call wrong and then knew they got it right. So there's no argument. Bruce is looking, getting into Robinson. It's stolen out top. Jolly takes it coast to coast. Shot's blocked by McCarty, but they're saying he got his hand. And most likely did, but it prevented a layup. So 31-28 is our score. 3:43 to go here in the first half. Clinton County, maybe the favorite to win the region, in a battle with your Wildcats. Jolly shoots 60%, makes the first one. Anytime you've made over 100 free throws on the year, you're probably good at driving the basketball to the basket. This young man is. Second free throw is up and good. 33-28. Clinton County seesaws back ahead by 5. Bath County did get a lead there momentarily. Clinton County came right back. Austin James in the game, 3-point specialist for Fleming. Sorrell, 3, top of the key. No good off the back iron. Rebound the play by Hargett. Could have let it go, but let's pad a stat. Back the other way is Jolly. Nice no look down low to Roberts. His shot's taken, and he's fouled on the floor by Robinson. So once you add offensively Robinson, you know, he's not one of our better defenders. So, you know, you start to make those trades. You bring in the shooting, you bring in some extra ball handling, but you miss out a little bit on the defensive end of the floor, and they caught Robinson in a bad spot there. Jones.
At least it wasn't the shooting.
Right. As James had it, now he gives up top of the key to Jolly. Clocks at 3:12. He takes Sauer, goes right around him. Beautiful move. Cannot finish. Rebound the play by Roussis. A good spinning move at the hoop, but just cannot finish it. Brashear, 3 up. In and out, no good. Ray Roussis goes back up with a rebound and misses the shot on the putback. Bath County back defensively. And they foul on the floor before a drive to the basket there by Jolly.
Jolly play baseball.
Jolly does not play baseball.
Looks like he'd be a nice second baseman.
The only baseball player I see is Austin James.
Doesn't Jolly look like he'd probably be a good second baseman?
Yep.
Maybe.
I believe he could be. And, you know, he's
an outfielder.
He's a strong kid, and he's developed so much. I mean, like we said in the pregame, he was a drive first and a drive only player as recent as 2 seasons ago. His free throw's good, and he's still just a junior. So he's going to be back next year. Seth Hickerson, the other kid that's a junior, we'll be back next year as well. And Hargett also plays baseball. It's out there. Free throw is up and good, making the second of 2 as well. It's Jolly, 35-28. Back to a 7-point ball game, 2:55 to go. Here in the second half of play from Round County High School. This is the 61st District opening round. Menifee and Round will be next. McCarty gives it up, top of the key to Saul. Takes it into the paint. Shots up from 15. No good. It was contested. Good job defensively. Body rolling on the ground. Fleming kind of comes out with it. Hickerson over to Brown. His 3 is up. No good. Rebound the play by Jolly. Skying in there. Crashing the boards. Shot is up and good with the right hand. Makes it 37-28. Their last regular season game, Jolly had 28 points. So he has been their scorer as of late. Hickerson's been out with an illness. He's back. And he returned in their last game. There's a 3-point shot by Chase Robinson that's no good, in and out.
You know, I don't mind Robinson shooting that. I know he can shoot.
Oh, it's the shot.
And here's a thing that I like is he followed his shot.
Rebound Roussis. Back the other way, and Montana sure has it stolen from him by Jolly. They've got a 3-on-2 if they take it. Here's a lob past the rim, laid up and in by Hickerson. That makes it 39-28. Full timeout called by Bath County. Todd will keep it here a moment. Big run here by Fleming County to answer a big Bath County run around.
Absolutely. They are able to just basically reel off 11 points in the last 3 minutes. As Bath County going on those long stretches without getting baskets. They're getting some looks, they're getting some shots up, but Fleming County, they're getting in transition and making theirs in the transition is what's really hurting Bath County at this point.
As, when you look at the strength of this Fleming County team, it's transition, it's execution transition. If they don't get you on the break, they're going to run a half-court set that's going to last a little while. It's not going to be a long, methodical, kind of like those old, some of the boring round county sets we've seen over the last few years where they slow you down and have 16 passes and put you in the corner and do that. But it's been more of a three or four passes after we don't get the fast break. We're going to find the three because we move the ball that well. And that's what Coach Biggs did at Ashland. That's what he's doing here. It's ball movement. It's good offensive production, especially against a man-to-man defense, and that's kind of what he's done here. Now, Bath County's backed into some zone. We give him some different looks. We tried the box, and we'll continue to mix it up. But at the end of the day, this Fleming County team is really, really good, and Bath County's played a heck of a game to keep it as close as it is. It's an 11-point ballgame right now. As McCarty gives it over to Roussis, inside to Bowling, back out to McCarty. Had a good look at the three, didn't take it. Now to Braden, nice give down low to Bowling, misses a shot, hits the deck. Rebound, the ball hits the deck, rebound on the play by Jolly. Kicks it over to the wing, Hickerson three, on its way, good. 14-point Fleming County lead. 1:11 to go here in this second quarter. If you're just joining us, Bath County does play the early one here tonight. Menifee and Round have the nightcap. Here's a steal. Deflection. Hickerson in the passing lane. Lays it up off the glass and good. Bath County calls another timeout. It's 44-28, 55 seconds to go. We're going to head back to the studio for a quick word from a sponsor. You're listening to the 61st District Boys Tournament.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're barriers keeping you from getting your work done. Various commercial mowers have patented suspension technology and virtually eliminates shock to the chassis in your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Take a test drive today. Visit Montgomery Tractor, Mount Sterling, or Flemingsburg online at MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Various, work hard, feel good. As a timeout on the floor. Gives us a 44-28 with about 56 seconds left to go in the half. Bath County had drawn it up, tied it up, and actually took the lead at the 4:24 mark. And over the last 3:24, Fleming County has climbed from 24 points all the way up to 44.
Yeah, it's just execution. Bath County's not executed, but it's been mostly just the success of Fleming County with the basketball, especially in the half court. Jolly with the rebound on a sorrow miss, and then we got a reach-in foul. And that was on Braden Roussis. Good crowd has made its way into the gym for Bath County. Student section, really well represented. A lot of folks are here.
I think there was a little bit more last night than
I'm sure. And it's, that's what I'm saying. Well, and don't want to offend anyone, but we have a lot of fair weather folks. If you're 19-9, they'll show up. If you're 7-20, they won't. Free throw number two is good. And we've been on both ends of that ledger with both rosters. So, but a good crowd here this evening. And I think, both of these teams, Fleming County is looking to make a run to a state tournament. Bath County is wanting to pull off a miracle here tonight. And let's be real. Here's a jumper from 15 feet that's no good by Brashear. Goes out of bounds.
Out of bounds.
Touch last by Fleming County. As it was rebounded down there by Roberts, and he was standing on the out of bounds line. Or the end line. So 46-27, 22 seconds. Roussis tries to pass in, it's deflected. Just hands everywhere for Fleming County. Jolly, pass to Hickerson, lays it up. No good, he was fouled hard. As Brashear helps him off the deck, Hickerson will shoot a pair. And I think Hickerson missed two or three games there with a medical condition. And, they lost to Mason County. I told you they had won seven of their last eight. The one game they lost was one of the games without him. He did return for their season finale. That free throw is up and good. He will get a second. Smith is back in replacing Roussas.
Free throw number two is good. Three personals. Got to be careful.
16 seconds. Back in down to 20. Just looking for a shot here at the end of the quarter. In the half, rather. Now top is Saul. Three is up and good. 7 seconds, plenty of time for Fleming. Transition basketball to Jolly. Across the midcourt stripe, nobody picks him up, shoots three, makes it. What odds. And we reach the end of the first half here from Owingsville. Our score, Panthers 51, Wildcats 31. Fleming County halfway to 100. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Todd will have halftime stats and much more. You're listening to the 61st District Boys Basketball Tournament here on WKCA.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
At the Bath County Library, we have outreach programs for all seasons. Bookmobile and tote services travel the county all year. Take and makes are a great idea for those bad weather days. Take a trip to one of our story stroll locations, or just download a book, music, or movie from Overdrive or Hoopla. Pop-up locations are on the horizon, so be sure to watch our social media to find out where. Check out your Bath County Library today.
Halftime here at Round County High School Gymnasium. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits. This is the opening round of the 61st District Boys Tournament with Bath County trailing Round County 51-31. And it was a first half in which Bath County started off slowly, went on a big run, actually took the lead in the second quarter with about 5 minutes to go in the first half. And Todd, Fleming County put on an offensive explosion like we haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, it was 21-14 after one quarter. It was a 30-17 second quarter, which give Fleming County this 51-31 halftime score. Excuse me. As far as stats go, Fleming County 16-36 from the floor, 44.4%. 7-18 behind the arc for 38.9%. And made 12-15 from the free throw line for 80%. Jolly, 10-10 from the charity stripe. Bath County was 13-31 from the floor for 41.9%. They made 4-11 threes for 36.4 and 1-2 from the charity stripe for 50%. As far as individual scoring, Jolly leads Fleming County with 24 points, 14 points for Seth Dickerson, 6 points for Kane Roberts, 4 points for Isaac Fry, 3 points for Preston Cropper, and that rounded out the scoring. Adam Hargett, only 2 field goal attempts in that first half, both of those coming behind the arc and 0 points. They were led in rebounding by Jolly with 8. Bath County on the other side of things, co-led in scoring by Taylor Sorrell with 8 points, also 8 points for Montana Bashir, 6 points for Eli McCarty, both of those coming from behind the arc, with 50% 2 of 4. 5 5 points for Allen Bowling. Braden Reese's chips in a four, and that rounded out the Bath County's 31 points. Leading rebounder is Braden Reese's with six. Bath County did come up with three steals to seven for Fleming County. Bath County tossed the ball up nine times to Fleming County, seven times. As far as points off turnovers, Fleming County leads that one 12-7. The three-point advantage, 21-12. From behind the arc is Fleming County advantage. Second chance points, 7-0 Fleming County. Points off the bench, Fleming County with three, and Bath County with none. So we did have a couple of ties in that first half, a couple of lead changes. Bath County's largest lead has been one. Fleming County's largest lead has been 20.
Just a couple of observations from me.
Late on us.
The Montana Brashear dunk was as pretty of any offensive play that we've had here in our tenure on the radio as a Bath County Wildcat fan and radio people. And we've had some beautiful ones. There's been a lot of pretty threes. There's been some nice dunks. But for him in traffic to have a windmill dunk that looked like something from the next level, it was a big deal. And I think the momentum from that was turned into, like, raw emotion of just, like, now what? And we made a few mistakes after that. We turned it over, unfortunately. You know, we had the tactical. We had, you know, the emotions were just like at an 11 on a 1 to 10. And I think Fleming County took advantage of that. And that's when it's just kind of like we peaked right there. We hit a peak. And, you know, do we continue to pour it on? Do we continue this run? Because Bath County had been on like a 7-0 run at that point. And it turned into Fleming County propelling to a big run of their own to pull out to the lead. That stood out to me because it was a big play, and it was wonderful, and it was beautiful, and this crowd erupted. It's as loud as a Bath County fan's been forever. Okay. Fleming County's plus three on makes from three, so that's plus nine on the scoreboard right there. That's big. They're plus 11 at the free throw line. That's bigger. Jolly shoots 56% from the free throw line on the year, and a lot less than that for his career, because he was a 50% shooter coming in this year. He's 10 for 10. If you've noticed, Todd, in our time, and I'm not downing Fleming County at all, because I've got a lot of respect for the program and their coaches and everything. Every time Bath County seems to play them, something very unusual happens that normally doesn't happen or has never happened before and may never happen again in that particular game. Let's go back to the Josh Crump nuclear game, okay? Let's look at
Seth Hickerson nuclear game in Owingsville.
Seth Hickerson nuclear game. The Austin James 8-3s game. Adam Hargett had a 30-point game last year. You know, just some stuff that hadn't happened against us before has happened. And then tonight you've got 24 points from a kid that scores 15 a game and is their general. And that what that tells you, they're well-coached. They're deep. They've got options. You know, you shut Hickerson down, you shut Hargett down, and tonight Hickerson has not been shut down, but Hargett has been really quiet. Hargett hasn't got that many touches, but it's Jolly that stepped up and really dominated. You know, Fry has not done a lot with his opportunities. He's caught it down low, and I think he's kind of looked a little uncomfortable because Bath County's backing off of him. They're like, shoot the 10-footer behind the backboard. We'll let you have it. Well, he doesn't take it, okay? Well, I go to dribble it, I'm double-teamed. I step it back out, I'm going to pass it. He doesn't do anything on that possession. You know, that's happened 8 or 10 times. So, really, Jolly has been the story. He's got 24 of their 51, and he's responsible for assists. He's responsible for a lot of what's going on. When you look at the two games this year, Jolly had 16 in the 71-48 Fleming County win in Flemingsburg. He had only 5 points in that barn burner in Bath County, in which there was almost 200 points scored. Jolly only had 5 points in that ballgame. So he's been the difference maker. But Todd, we talked about this in the pregame. Pace was one of our opening arguments, brought to you by Ira Kilburn, attorney in Salt Lake. The pace has been Fleming County's, what they wanted, but Bath County executed pretty well for a time being in that pace. But I just don't know in a 32-minute game if Bath County can go back and forth and land punch for punch. I mean, it was haymakers there for a while. How long can you go punch for punch with a Fleming County team? I don't think that's the way we're built. So the fact that Bath County hung in there as long as we did was pretty miraculous. And then Fleming County goes on this crazy run. It's a 20-point ball game. And if I were to ask you right now, yes or no, do you think Bath County played good in that first half?
They played good.
Yes. Yes.
Said they played great.
No. We're down 20 points, Todd, and played good. So sometimes you just got to go in there as a coach and say, guys, we're giving all the effort in the world. We're playing hard defensively. And you heard me mention it multiple times. We're sliding our feet defensively. The reason I'm making note of it is because we haven't done that a lot this year. And, you know, this team struggled defensively, especially in the zone. Our zone has had gaps, and we're getting gapped. You hear coaches talk about getting gapped, and it's happening. Well, tonight we're filling those lanes. We're getting over on shooters. We're not giving up a lot of open looks. And Fleming County still win this game by 20 points at halftime. Sometimes you got to tip your cap and continue to play well and continue to give effort and just hope that we make a run in the second half, because it's been all Fleming after that big Montana Brashear dunk.
Absolutely. Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules without sacrificing anything? Want performance at an unbeatable value? Bad Boy Mowers have the power, simplicity, and comfort you demand. It's that time of year. You deserve a Bad Boy. Available at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg, and online at MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Mow with an attitude.
As Fleming County
attitude's on the bench for us right now.
Right. As we start this second half of play, the Panthers will have the basketball, 7:55 to go here in the third. Here's a pass to the corner. Three. No good, as that shot was missed by Roberts. Offensive rebound. Fleming County back with a jumper, and that's Hargett. Very quiet in the first half. Gets him a big three to start things. As Hargett had no points in the first half. That's his first bucket. And they're up 20 plus points. So 54-31. Here's a steal, stepping in the pass lane, Hickerson. His bowling just did not have a lot behind that one. Over to Jolly. Goes baseline. Tries to pass through a couple Bath County defenders, and bowling steals it. Left wing McCarty. Cobb the key to Sorrell. Over to Roosius. Pass into Brashear. Shots taken from 10 and good. 54-33, good take there by the Bath County junior. Hargett kicks it over to an open. Roberts is good. And Todd, he may be their difference maker if they get to the regional tournament and deeper, because he's improving. I'm not sure how many of these other players are a lot better than they were a month ago. I know he is.
Oh, yeah.
He's getting confident. Looks like he's grown. He's kind of a baby-faced kid out there that's really developing his game. There's a three that's missed by McCarty. It goes out of bounds. It was touched last by Bath. Fleming will take it. 6:33 to go here in this third quarter. 57-33. If you're just joining us and wondering why we're 100 points into a ball game and it's 6:45, Bath Kenny had the early one here in Moorhead. As Roberts gives a pass down to Jolly. Keeps his dribble alive. 6:20 to go here in the third. Out top into the hands of Hickerson, takes his guy off the bounce, gets to the paint, shots up right hand, no good, missed it falling away. Rebound, the play by Brashear, gets it over to McCarty, back to Montana in the paint, dish down to Roosus, puts up a shot, no good, he just wasn't ready for it. Montana should have shot that one. His body's hitting the floor everywhere. Hargett wanted a foul, down low to Fry, two ball fakes, three ball fakes, then puts it in. That's how you play post at 6 foot tall. Here's a pass across the defense to Sorrell. Taylor keeps his dribble alive. Back in trailing 59-33. 5.5 to go here in this third quarter of play from Round County High School. On top of Sorrell. Ball's deflected, stolen away by Fleming County. Fry gives it up. Jolly. Up the floor. Shots taken and one. Give him 26. Give Taylor Sorrell a 4 foul. There's a 3.
I think it's just 3. Yeah, 2 in the first half.
So that's his third. And Jolly will get a chance for a 3-point play. Lucas Jolly, they've got him listed 6 feet. Free throw is up. Bouncing, good. 11
for 11. Rolls.
11 for 11.
He's got more rolls than Texas Roadhouse.
Reese has it in the backcourt. Gives it up to Saul across the timeline over to McCarty. And there's a pass that's stolen away. Bashir then reaches in and it's called for foul. Kind of a frustration, but he thought he kind of got by with one there. He picked the pocket as they passed him. Then they call the reaching. So 62-33, 5:11 to go in the third. Walking up here is Jolly. Gives it over to Hickerson. Down low to Fry. Out on the wing, back to Fry. From Roberts, and he's fouled on his way up. He'll get a pair. Fouls on Bowling, his third. You know, I liked it back in the day when the officials used one hand. You could get a three and then you get a four. Versus trying to use two hands. But, you know, I'm just old school like that. Well, we've got to read it opposite. It's a face and us. Confusing. Free throw's no good. Rebound. Jolly goes back up with it. He's going to have 30 here. That's 29 for him now. 64-33, and there's a steal. Hargett steps right in front of McCarty. Lays it in. Beth Kenny calls a timeout. They need one. We need one. We're headed back to the studio for 60 seconds. You're listening to Bath County Basketball. It's Fleming County doubling us up. Here to the KCA.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Welcome back to the friendly confines of Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium at Round County High School. This is Patrick Armitage with Todd Waits. Bath County trailing 66-33 to the Fleming County Panthers. It's been a tough one. A lot of emotion, a lot of highs, and there's been some lows too. Fleming County just outpacing Bath County really at every facet of the game right now. Here's a pass down low to Bowling. That's a good catch. Misses a shot.
He's got some hands.
And a beautiful look there from Bashir. Bashir, a very good passer. And one of the things that I have appreciated this year is the way Bath County runs this high-low offense, there have been a lot of touches available for both Roussis, Bashir, and even Bowling Smith. Our three and four men, but you really don't have a five, catch it and are good passers from that position. And that's a rarity, because a lot of those guys don't have the good hands. Bowling does. And then obviously all your baseball players do. And Montana Brashear, excellent hands. And there's a rebound by Roussis on a missed free throw. And his putback is good. So the missed free throw from Bowling, Braden Roussis gets put back. It makes it 66-35. And we've got a call away from the basketball.
They were calling on Taylor and Sorrow as Jolly came in there and walked with it. But
so four on Taylor. And this is where you got to be careful. You don't want kids to foul out in their last game. And you don't want to foul in the third quarter. There's a lot of things that could go wrong with that. As Hargett's a little bit frustrated. As he misses that shot, he was fouled by Bashir. He'll go to the free throw line for a pair. As Eli Bradley will come into the game for Bath County, replacing Sorrell after this first free throw. Bath County does have those seven seniors that are, you know, so important to our program, and not only to this sport, but many of the multiple sports, you know, not only participants, but multiple sports stars. Saul comes out. Smith comes in as well. He'll come in after this free throw.
Well, the superintendent showed up tonight.
There he is. And so a free throw coming from Hargett here. 4:13 to go in this third quarter. 67-35. board meeting last night. Good crowd here tonight. There is a free throw that's up and good. And that's Hargett for two. So Hargett getting now what he didn't get early. And here's a bounce pass to Smith. Stepping in the passing lane is Jolly. Pass up the floor. Hickerson, easy two. He's their leading scorer for a reason on the season. 72-35, 3:48 going to third. Roussis gives it up to McCarty. Now top to Bradley. Now to Roussis. Braden's three's on its way. No good. Ball hits the deck. Rebound. McCarty, three up. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Touch last by Bath County. As Menifee County makes their way down to their locker room, respectively, they will take on Round County here in the nightcap. Coach Robinson's done a really good job of that Menifee County team. And it helps when you got Brevin Ricker scoring 10 million points. But he's got a really rounded out roster that works really hard. And they're going to give Round County a run for their money, I guarantee you. Here's a pass out top into the hands of Jolly. He gets it over on the wing now. Looks to take McCarty one-on-one. He's fouling his way to the basket. I mean, he just continued pouring it on free throw line. And he's the guy you want in his hands. No doubt about it. Running clock. Free throws up and good. But you just look at the run that this Bath County senior group has seen and been a part of. And it's really remarkable. That free throw is good. You know, just going backwards chronologically, Bath County with a win last year to make the regional tournament, knock Round County out for the first time in ages. Before that, the big run through the regional tournament. Before that, a regional tournament. You know, making the regional tournament every year. You know, and you hate to see them come up short here tonight because they have meant so much, to our school. And, you know, when you look at the careers as Jolly goes to the basket, two more. I mean, he's like 33. 2:13 to go here in the third, 76-37. But I look at Taylen Sarles' career, what he's meant to this team, not only from a leadership standpoint, as here's a three in the corner from McCarty, it's on its way good. But just, you know, from a character standpoint, from a work ethic standpoint, and his ability to shoot the basketball. You know, he went from being, you know, we talk about Jolly being a drive-only player. You know, Taylen was a stand-in-the-corner and shoot-only player a few years ago. And he has developed his game, and it's continued to get better and better. And in his defense a couple of years ago, all he had to do was stand-in-the-corner and shoot it because he was wide open because of all the defensive attention that Buchanan and Otis and some of those guys were getting in Wilson. But to see him evolve as a complete player, it's been a special thing. And, you know, when I look at Roussis, he's improved so much as a player. Jay Smith has improved so much. Eli McCarty's gotten better and better. You know, you look at your seniors. You know, Mo Rennie came in the short time he was here. You know, he was a highlight reel waiting to happen. And it just on down the list. And we got some good juniors coming back next year. Chase Robinson, another senior. But he got in the game. You know, he's instant offense. He can make the three. He's a good passer. He worked really hard on the defense. And he started the first seven games of the year this year for the Cats. And, you know, just on down the line there. You know, we didn't see a lot of Luke Brown this year, but we've seen some highlights from him throughout his career here at Bath County as well. So, you know, this is a Bath County team that has players that have had moments that have been really, really big here at Bath County. And you just hate to see him go out like this with a loss like this. Even though we're in the third quarter, it's a 39-point ball game with a running clock, 56 seconds. Bath County does have a possession. Saul, top of the key, three is up, and it's good. Saul has scored 1,000 points here in his Bath County career. He was able to get that just last week. As here is a cutting Cropper, takes it off the bounce and scores. That makes the score 81-43 with 35 seconds to go in this third quarter. And this here's a pass to Brashear at the free throw line. Goes to the basket, misses a shot, goes back up with it. Misses again. A couple pretty good looks at it. Hargett pulls a board. Gets it to Jolly. See if he goes the bucket. He decides to pull it back out. 14 seconds. They're going to get a final shot here before the end of the third quarter. Jolly has it picked up by McCarty. He's going to try to hedge off a pick here. Gets it all the way to the lane, puts it up. He's fouled hard. And I'm starting to wonder if we foul him hard enough, he may miss a free throw. But I just don't know. So Jolly's going to be at the line to shoot.
I was calling an intentional on Roussas.
Oh, man, I don't agree with that. And he's going after the ball. He's found the act of shooting the ball. But nonetheless, his foul. Jolly's free throw is good. He's 14 for 14 from the free throw line. Second one's up. Second one is good. Give him 36. 83-43. That's the end of three quarters. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Bath County Basketball.
This is Robert Pruitt.
And I'm Megan Morton with the Owingsville Banking Company. We want to wish the Wildcats, Lady Cats, band, and cheerleaders good luck for the 2023-2024 Bath County basketball season.
Come visit us for your financial needs at the historic Owings House on Main Street in Owingsville, to our branches at the Miller Shopping Plaza and Bethel Branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding BioReg Plus consistently to your herd. Not only will it help the cow, but it improves the calf's survivability and performance by improving colostrum quality and immunity by 18%. BioReg Plus was created by a producer for producers large and small. Remember, gut health is an investment, not an expense. Contact Southern States Owingsville Service today and ask how BioReg Plus can help your animals.
Welcome back as we start the fourth and final quarter here from Round County High School. Bath County trailing big, 83-43. Jolly goes back door and scores again. He's got 37 points. Lucas Jolly, he hit 1,000 points early in the year against Bath County in that first game. Smith has it in the corner, and we got a bump out top as Jolly steps in 1,000. It's only his first. As Austin James comes in, as well as Brody Knarr. Both those guys have gotten significant minutes in the first two matchups. Smith gets it inbounds. Kicks out to Saul, fakes the three, shots from the elbow, and good. Seven minutes to go in this contest, 85-45. Wildcats trailing the Panthers. When Fleming County went on the road, got the win against Boyd, I knew they were a legitimate contender. And then a win against Ashland. Pass over to James. His corner three is up and good. Made eight of them back on January 31st. He gets his first one tonight, 88-45. McCarty, corner three. No good. Actually, it's from a wing. Goes out of bounds. Touch last by Fleming. Bath County will keep possession. Robinson comes in and replaces Bowling. Bowling, a junior. Bath County will have some talent back next year. But you hate to lose that many seniors, but it happens. And you got to credit these guys for sticking with basketball for this long. And they've been through three coaching changes, and, you know, we could go on and on over that. But that's where we are. So 88-45, 5:55 to go in this fourth quarter. Here's a pass over on the wing. James has it, picked up man-to-man here by Brashear. James catches again. Now to Cropper. As they continue to move it around, uses the clock. 5.5 now. Knarr has it. Now to Cropper. Now over to Conley, who's in the game. And we got a foul on Robinson in the post. The clock will continue to run. So Luke Brown comes in replacing Brashear.
Five seniors on the floor.
So we've got McCarty, Brown, Saul, Robinson, Smith. Here's a steal by Sorrell. He steps in the passing lane, takes it coast to coast for two. That makes it 88-47 with 4:41 to go here in this fourth quarter. Over on the wing to James. Keeps his dribble out, and then he picks it up. Needs some help. Pivoted a few times, and Coach Biggs calls a timeout. So we'll keep this one here, Todd. You know, as this season sort of wraps up, you just look at the tough spot that team has put in here tonight. You would have loved, and I know it's could have, should have, would have a long time ago, but you lose those two games to Menifee County, and you put yourself against the buzzsaw. And Round County's been hot. I think Round County's, for my money, has the fourth, or at the very worst, the fifth best team in the region. But I think Fleming County, for my money, is number two, or maybe number one, you know, depending on how they play on the big floor. I mean, you just never know. But this is not the game you want to play. And I feel like, you know, even though it's an 88-47 game, I feel like we had a good game plan. It's just we do not have the horses right now to run with that machine they've got. And they've got a five-man machine with Coach Biggs and a couple other players mixed in that give them significant minutes and offer length. They offer ability, and, you know, they're all unselfish. So it's a, you know, it was just a tough draw, and it wasn't a draw. You know, we earned this, and that's kind of where you, that's where you get. And I've been there as a coach. I've been there as a player. I've been on the other end, too, as a coach and a player, where you got a good draw, where you had a team that you matched up really well with. And this is just one of those years that it was not there to be had.
Like on our girls' side.
Yep. Yep. And, you know, there's a lot of, and, you know, you don't want to say luck, but it's just, you know, it's just happenstance how you end up in certain positions. And sometimes a loss in Fritchburg can cause it. Sometimes, you know, not playing well at home on a given night and not stealing one from a team that you shouldn't be. As Sorrell is bumped on his way to the basket, he's going to go to the free throw line.
James pulled down from the 8 threes the other night.
Yeah, he has. He had his game. They needed him that night. They win by 14, and he scores 24. He was actually averaging 1 point a game. He had 20 points in 20 games coming in that one. It's unbelievable. And we talk about those unbelievable performances. That one took the cake. Free throws up. No good. We got a foul on Smith. No. They're calling it on Nar. I think Jace thought it was on him, but it wasn't. Smith gets a three from the corner. It's up and no good. Rebound to play by Nar. He gets into the front court. Now pass down low. And we got an offensive foul called, and that was on Jared Ishmael. As the clock ticks down inside of 3 minutes, 88-48. Wildcats just looking to get some more points on the board here. And I know these seniors are looking to finish out their career. Long three that's no good by Sorrell. Big kicker, a rebound, rolls out of bounds to a corner. And now Fleming County goes even younger. Zach Pollitt is in the game. Carter Smith. Ishmael stays in. They got about eight players up there on the floor. It looks like now they all sit down. It's easier to see. And Maddox, early one. And here is a foul by Luke Brown on a ball fake. The Bathcan is going to be able to do a little curtain call for these five seniors that are on the floor. And that'll be their last time as a Bathcan Wildcat on this floor. So Sorrell comes out, Smith comes out, McCarty comes out, Brown and Robinson come out. And they join Roussis as the other senior is out there as well.
So you're talking about some of that younger talent. You forget about Bashford's only a junior.
Bashford can play. Preston Roos has had a really good year. And you've got Isaac Urey, who's takes after his dad's height at all. He's going to be a sending player. Isaiah Williams is out there.
What are you trying to say? He could take after his uncle's height?
True. let's just take Papa on daddy's height.
Sorry, Kelly.
And here is a pass to Williams, top of the key. He'll shoot a three. That's up and good. Isaiah, left-handed shooter. He's a switch hitter in baseball. Gets his name in the scoring column. 88-51. Here's a pass over on the wing. Can reach in on Isaiah. And that's going to be a bucket.
They're going to give him that continuation.
We're going to get a free throw.
Yep. It's going to be continuation.
It's very much continuation. So Denzel Conley will shoot a free throw. 90-51 is the score. They do stop the clock at 38 seconds. His free throw misses badly. Ball goes out of bounds. Big fat kind of ball. Clock's at 30 seconds. Williams inbounds to Bradley. He crosses the midcourt stride between the circles. Gives it over to Williams. Corner to Bashford. Back to Williams. Back to Bashford. Needs some points. Preston Roos is looking for some help. Gives to Williams. His three's on its way. And good. Gives A 6 points. 8 seconds. Get it down to the corner. Little man goes up with a scoop shot that's no good. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Bashford heaves and hits the further end for about 65 feet. That's going to end it. Final score. Fleming County 90. Bath County 54. Todd's going to give us some post-game stats together. We'll have that and much more after these words. You're listening to Bath County Wildcat Basketball right here on WKCA.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick across from the mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345. And we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Attention farmers and agribusiness owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique financial needs? Look no further than Peel's Bank of Kentucky. We specialize in agriculture banking, meaning we provide a wide range of financial products and services tailored to meet the needs of farmers and agribusiness owners just like you. We offer personalized services to ensure that you get the support you need to thrive. Visit our website at peoplesbankofky.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back as this is our post-game show here at Bath County High School. There may or may not be a band behind us, Doc.
Is there a band in here?
Yes.
I got some final stats.
Let's bring them.
I'd read them, but I don't know if they can hear them.
Yes. Fleming County 54.5% before on 30 of 55. 10 of 23 behind the arc for 43.5%. 20 of 27 from the charity stripe for 74.1%. Fleming County was led by Jolly, 37 points. 16 points for Hickerson, 11 points for Hargett, 9 points for Roberts. Rob chipped in with 7, 5 points for Cropper, 3 points for Austin James, and 2 points for Denzel Conley.
Bath County on the other side of things, 22-48 for 45.8%. They were 8-19 behind the arc for 42.1%. 2-6 from the charity stripe for 33.3%. They were led in scoring by Taylor Sorrell with 16 points, chipped in with 3 rebounds, also had a steal. 10 points for Montana Bashir, 5 total rebounds, and 2 steals in tonight's contest. Elon McCarty with 9 points, 2 assists, and a steal. Braden Roosis chips in with 6 points, 7 boards, and a steal. 7 points for Alan Bowling along with a rebound. 6 points for Isaiah Williams, and that rounded out Bath County scoring. Fleming County outscored the Cavs behind the arc 30-24. Second chance points is 14-2 in favor of Fleming, 20-2 on the charity stripe, and points off turnovers is 24-11. All those won by Fleming County. Fleming County out rebounded the Cavs 35-22 in tonight's contest. Once again, that final score, Fleming County 90, Bath County 54. Fleming County will move on to the championship game on Thursday night, and they will play the winner of the next game to be played here this evening, Brown County and Menifee.
Well, and Todd, as we put a bow on this season, you know, was it disappointing? Yes. Could Bath County have got a few breaks along the way? Yes. You know, some things could have went a lot better. And, you know, I understand that nobody likes to lose, and fans become, you know, I don't like to throw the word spoiled out there, but you become accustomed to winning. And you have several big years in a row, and, you know, you're missing maybe the best player in the last 35, 45 years, whatever it is, off last year's roster. And, you know, and Zach gets all the respect in the world, but we've got to come back this year and just play ball. And I thought this team gave great effort. And that's one of the things in all these interviews that we've done with Coach Perry, he's never questioned their effort. And he would talk about how these guys gave effort in practice every day. You know, we've got a running clock. We're still giving 100%. You know, we're trying to encourage one another. And these guys are really good friends. You know, the guys are close. So, and several of them are related. Like, 3 of them are stepbrothers. So, you know, you've got several players on this team that are entrenched and with one another. But at the end of the day, we played a very tough schedule. And that's something we haven't talked about. With the new players coming into the program, and a lot of players out there, a lot of people may not know this, it wasn't so easy for us to just get a game. You couldn't just call
Nicholls County.
Just right. You couldn't just call it. Right.
Seriously. I mean, they honestly did not want to schedule us.
Right. And, you know, and so you're going to have that happen when you're with new players on the roster. So it was hard for us to schedule games in the offseason. Coach Perry didn't even schedule all the games, so he's got to play a schedule that's tough. And then all of a sudden, with the schedule we had, it was just murderer's row. It's somebody every night, it's somebody good, somebody good, somebody good. And you don't get that week of break games where you think, well, we'll win by 20 here, we'll win by 25 tomorrow night, and then we'll have a tough game on Saturday. It hadn't been like that. It's been tough, tough, tough. But we've had seasons like that before, but it's been a while since we've had them. So this was a tough one. Hopefully Bath County bounces back, recovers next year, has a nice season. We're going to have some really good seniors next year, and I think that'll add to that. Todd, as we go through our post-game Player of the Game awards, R.L. Cottle Construction Company Offensive Player of the Game, given to the guy that stands out for us offensively, who do you have in that one?
Taylor Sorrell, 16 points tonight. He did it all that he could. You know, for being his senior, he definitely went out trying to be the best that he could be. A guy that was just known as a normal setup shooter, he really had to be the offense. I thought he was the offensive player of the game, even though he just really didn't show up with huge numbers like what you see for Jolly, but 16 points for Taylor Sorrell, and he was all over the board tonight.
Well, and I tell you, you know, honorable mention there, Montana Bashir was excellent. You know, he made shots, and he made some mistakes. We all did. You know, when you lose a ball game 90-54, you've made mistakes. But I think Montana played well. As far as our downtown athletic defensive player of the game, I think we can give some love to a good offensive player here as well. He led us in rebounding. He had 7 assists, and I know that's not a defensive stat. Braden Rufus was great tonight, and he was as good tonight as he's been all year. And, you know, he's been our player of the game before. He's had some 17, 18-point performances. He made those threes on senior night. You and I were in attendance for that. But tonight, I thought his overall game, he was as comfortable catching the ball around the basket as any time I've seen him in his career. And to have seven assists from that forward spot, he's not a point forward. We're running some offense through him. He's got to be the recipient of one of these ones.
Absolutely. Yes, he was the leading defensive rebounder at five, and already had him penciled in for that award. Now, your Sports Wing Unsung Hero can go to a host of guys. But, you know, I really thought, one, when he got this opportunity to get in there, Isaiah Williams.
Yes.
He hit those two big threes. Absolutely ice water in his veins there. But Eli McCarty, he was one of those that, you know, you kind of expect him to come out there. You knew he was going to be your setup three-point shooter, but he chased Dickerson or Hargett almost all night. Whoever he had, Montana Brashear had the other.
Right.
It was that, and, you know, that's not something you normally say on Eli, how good of a defensive game he played, but he played a great defensive game tonight.
He did, and then you factor in, you know, the fact that Rennie did not play tonight. He had been starting, had been playing good basketball. Jay Smith, you know, he's a couple games back off a four-week injury that he returned early from just to get ready for these games. You know, we just weren't at full strength yet. With 4.5 minutes to go in the first half, that kind of had a two-point lead and had some momentum and had this crowd up and had us feeling really good about it. So, came up short. It happens. Got to come back next year. Positivity. Have a good offseason, and this Wildcat team can get right back to contention. This is the first time we haven't been in the regional tournament in 6 years. Is that right? So we've got that to hang our hat on here with our basketball program. It's just a matter of getting back to the drawing board, doing those little things, and competing with Grinny and Round, and now Menifee, because they're really good. They're going to have the best player in the district maybe next year with Brevin Ricker. Fleming County's going to have two good ones back to argue with that as well. And then Round County's always Round County. And it's going to be a tough 61st district. Because that's going to wrap up our season here on WKC Broadcast. Todd, thanks. Thanks to all of everybody back in the studio. We've had a good year. And the girls came up short last night. Boys fall tonight here 90-54. Bethany falls to 8-21 with a loss. Fleming County improves to 23-8. We would like to thank all of our sponsors, you, our listeners, for making our broadcast possible.
Good luck to Hannah and the state shoot this weekend.
Absolutely. As we turn our focus to softball, baseball, the other spring sports, it's starting to warm up outside. That 74 degrees yesterday made me start to think.
We needed to be on the diamond somewhere, didn't you?
We could have. And now we're back to the rain and plummeting temperatures.
Now we're back to your normally scheduled weather.
Right. So for Todd Waits, this is Patrick Armitage, season 24 in the books for us. Safe travels, everyone.
You've been listening to Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pumpin' Shops, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn, Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Smowing. Now more real country music coming your way on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.